Choose. Hey, Connie Willis here. Thank you for joining us tonight or this morning. You're listening to Coast AM, and we're having a great time. Just spoke with Carrie Campbell, and coming up for you the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking with Samantha Sam Ritchie about basically Bigfoot and beyond. I actually had kind of said that when she and I were talking about how we were going to talk about what we were going to talk about. And she was like, well, that sounds like a George Norrie show. And she's right about that. It's Beyond Belief TV. That's what she was talking about. It's Coast to Coast, our own TV show. BeyondBelief.com is where you can go check it out. It's 99 cents for the first month. You can enjoy many, many past shows, and you can check out our trailer as well. It's on the website of CoastToCoastAM.com. It's Norrie's internet TV show. The man's everywhere. So again, Samantha, Sam, Ritchie, coming up for you next here. The next couple of hours, going to have a good time about Bigfoot stuff, but beyond that. Okay, learn what I'm talking about next on Coast to Coast AM. With stations all over the U.S., North America, Puerto Rico, Guam, and by satellite, we are Coast to Coast AM. I am your host, Connie Willis. And this hour, one of my kind of deep favorite little things that's happening is we're going to talk about a discussion that I'm really into. And I kind of put it in a unique way, like this. If you believe in UFOs, okay, this is kind of how I see things. You know, at one point, people start going, oh, lights in the sky. Oh, wait a minute, maybe they really are real. Oh, okay. You know, you kind of get somebody to that point, right? Okay, you reach the point that there are strange lights in the sky that you don't know what they are, they cannot be explained. Okay, then your next step is usually, oh, well, there's something driving those things, aliens. Okay, aliens. You kind of get to accepting that, all right? Then when you hear something else beyond that, you're like, oh, no way, uh-uh. Well, next thing you know, when you study the aliens enough and you really get into the research, well, abduction, it happens, okay? Now you're there. You went deeper than you ever thought you were ever going to go. Okay, so now you're at the abduction. Okay. Well, so when people start talking about hybrids, you're like, oh, no, I'll never go there. I'm into abduction. That's about it. And then you realize, well, wait a minute, if there's abduction and the things I'm learning about abduction, I guess there would be hybrids. So you kind of follow this, you know, step by step of getting deeper and deeper, where the very first time that you meet someone that has no clue about any of this, the first thing you don't want to come out of your mouth is like hybrids or abduction or any of this, because they've got a long way to get there, right? I mean, I think people can realize that. That's also in the ghost world, there's certain steps, you know, and there's also certain steps in the Bigfoot world. So once you've explored that, oh my gosh, these things are real, and you get to a point of, I don't just, you know, believe in them, I know they exist, then it goes a little deeper. And it goes a little deeper, and it goes a little deeper. And here to tell us how that journey goes is Samantha Sam Ritchie, originally from Radcliffe, Kentucky. Yay, another Kentuckian out in the Cascade Mountains. Sam, welcome to Coast. How are you?
Pretty good. And you just earlier in the show, you mentioned one of the reasons why I left Kentucky was chiggers.
They're the worst. My gosh, my body is just riddled with them. I cannot believe there's just no way they had that much of a party on me, but they did.
I thought the other connection too, I thought I'd mention it real quick. You were talking about with the Waverly Hills Sanitarium. My grandmother actually was living on Page's Lane, so we would pull up to the end of the road and actually look up at that thing. It creeped me out when I was younger, so.
It is so big and so massive, and you know, it's a really fun to yeah. When I was a kid, I didn't even go to it, didn't know anything about it. Maybe I was being protected, I don't know. But now that I've been able to go to one of the top in the world, you know, of haunted places, it's really amazing and very interesting and a lot of fun too. I'm looking forward to their haunted house that they have coming up. That's going to be fun.
Oh, you're going to make me want to take a trip back there pretty soon. So
well, come on.
Okay, there you go.
You've always
my family actually still lives there, so I've just talked to them today, so I may be making a trip out that direction, but
well, you got to do that. Get back to your homeland here. But
absolutely.
So now we're talking about Sasquatch, Bigfoot. We're talking about what happens next. Well, give your background so people will know who you are and how, you know, credible you are as well.
Okay, sure. It's a long journey going from the beginning all the way to some incredible stuff I'm going to be talking about shortly. But and I was just raised just south of you down in Radcliffe, which is probably only about 30 miles south of Louisville. Well, actually, my dad was born in Louisville.
Yeah.
And so I grew up and, you know, went to school. And eventually I just kind of I had an experience, though. Well, let me preface this by saying that we had a section of woods. I think that's where I had the first connection with nature. I was not so much being sociable as a kid, but I would go out in the woods quite a bit. I call them woods, and I developed such an intense, appreciation for nature at that point. So I think that stuck with me, and that had a big factor later on with what we're going to be talking about. And also, we're also probably talking about a little about the psychic aspect of my life, where the common story is when I was 13, I woke up one morning and I had a painful leg, and my leg was painful. It was excruciating pain. They took me, I had osteomyelitis. I almost died in the hospital. I was near death, basically. So I basically did have a near-death experience at that time, and usually there seems to be a paranormal connection to people that have that throughout their life. So I eventually left Kentucky, and I moved around the country a lot when I was younger. So, but I would bounce back and forth between Washington State because my mom had remarried and was stationed. The husband was stationed at McCord Air Force Base at the time, or it was Fort Lewis, I meant. So. So I made connection with people there, and so I was going back and forth, and eventually I settled down a little bit, and I went back in the early 80s. I taught myself how to program. I had been working as a janitor till I was 29, and I got into programming, and it came really easy to me. So eventually that led into working with a business, and upon moving to North Carolina, I got involved with one company that, was a garage operation. And eventually I was their key programmer. And it became a billion-dollar corporation over the past 20 years. I'm still involved with that company. So
all starting as a janitor, only in America, right?
Oh, well, I would be considered one of those success stories where I actually taught myself. I didn't go to I have a high school education. I did not go to college for that. And I end up being a VP with the company, and I still work as a senior advisor for it. So it's a remarkable story. Of course, this is not what this is about tonight.
No, but that adds such credibility and, you know, what kind of person you are. And I think that's very pertinent to it. I really do.
Well, it probably is, yeah. Well, I'm very driven as far as being very serious about whatever I do in life. And eventually I made my way and of course at the time I was in North Carolina with the company. And had been to Kentucky last time. I actually opened a restaurant and did that for a little bit. And I finally sold that out, and I said that. But the one thing that was there was something driving me back. I had already gone back and forth between Kentucky and Washington State, and there was something in Washington State that was drawing me there. And back in 2002, of course, we've had the World Trade Center, fiasco back in 2001, and it affected my business at the time that I had there. And I just got this inkling I needed to go back out to Washington. So I got a plane ticket and went out there, and I found a house. You know, I mean, within 10 days, I located a place that I could buy, and then we moved the family out there at the time. So, and that story continues on, the fact that I would, I'd go from Tacoma, and I'd go back and forth to the Cascades, and I was drawn to the mountains all the time. And at one point, my spouse got sick in 2007 and found out cancer. So over a course of 3 years, I would assist there, but I'd still go out, deeper into the mountains because I needed to have that connection. And eventually my spouse died of cancer in 2011.
Sorry.
Okay. Or 2010, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. So it's been about 6 years. And that's why I made this connection. I drove up one day and I came across this place called Greenwater. And there was something about the place that was drawing me there. That's feeling the energy. I'm just feeling this kind of like you were having. I was listening very intently to your discussion with Carrie Campbell and talking about energy, because I've had some training in energy work myself, and I recognized that. And of course, with the psychic connection thing, it was starting to become. I had gone through kind of a spiritual renaissance within myself. During that time period, especially after the death of my spouse. And so when I got to Greenwater, I said, I need to stay here. I need to get I located an RV and I found a spot where I could park it there. I still kept the house and I still do. I'm calling from it in the city. But something was keeping me out there. And then pretty soon I was, I think around 2012, I was going in the general store one day, and I came across a scouting Barb Shoup, okay? And someone said, I was looking down in the cabinet, and I'm seeing these gigantic footprints, castings of them. I said, what is this? And she said, these are cast, those are replica casts, actually, of the Bigfoot, that were, I forgot the exact what they were from at the time. But it really perked my interest because I did not have, I thought they were a hoax. I thought it was just something that was just a myth. I mean, I loved the movie Harry and the Hendersons, but I thought that was
that's a great
little
movie.
Bit of fiction there. So
a lot of fact in that movie too, by the way.
What's that?
A lot of fact in that movie too.
Well, I didn't realize that till later.
Right. So. But it certainly does have it though. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So Barb Shoup is very instrumental in the fact that I started associating with her, and then she started telling me about her encounters and things out in the woods. So. For a while, it just kind of like, I would listen, but it was low on my priority list to really get involved with it until I started hearing the howls from myself, from my cabin. I eventually did get a place down there and all that, but I was starting to hear things, and it kind of led into that a little bit. And as time went by, I started realizing that I'm actually dealing with the Sasquatch, and at one point I was behind the local tavern there, and I was hearing the imitation owl sounds, but they were extremely loud, and I went back there, and all of a sudden it just went mass panic, and I just happened to, there were some other people that had one had a flashlight, so we were kind of chasing this sound up in the trees going back across the parking lot, and then close to where my RV had been parked, and then came back around, and then it's kind of stopped, and it says, quick, shine the flashlight up the tree. And so I'm looking up, and I say, and then I see this big grayish-black ball all of a sudden lunge from one tree to the next. And it was just unbelievable. Because I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the rare things to see too, is them in the tree going from the one tree to another. At least I think you're the only person I know that's ever seen that.
Yeah, well, that was the first of, I believe, four separate times that I've seen them directly. Okay, and most people just see them once or twice, you know, I'm going to kind of continue on with that, but basically it just kind of and then other things started becoming apparent. I came out of the RV one time, and then I had a fire going in the pit, a fire pit that I have there. And as I was coming out, all of a sudden I hear this scream, kind of like a child or something. And all of a sudden I see something running from the fire going into the woods. And I guess it attracted the curiosity of a young juvenile. It just came up, you know. And so those things started happening, and then I could hear them in the back, you know, across the river. I could hear the howls, very characteristic, very deep. But you could tell it was them, you know. And so as time went by, I was really starting to get interested in the whole Bigfoot aspect, you know. About, you know, I wasn't at a point where I was becoming a researcher yet, but I certainly was kind of making my conclusions about all this.
Were you scared at all when you heard these,
no,
you know, howls?
Really, because it I started learning very quickly. I wasn't dealing with an animal. I was always taking the assumption I'm dealing with some kind of intelligent hominid or human-like person.
Oh, you know, already knew this, huh?
Yeah, and that goes into the psychic cognition that I had, where I have the, I don't know if we're going to run into a break here pretty quick, but one thing I wanted to get into is something started happening to me at about the same time where I started having synchronicity issues every single day. I started seeing the number 44 everywhere. I saw it on the clock. I saw it on the license plates. First thing I looked at the morning, first license plate I saw was 44. And I started seeing these numbers, you know, an immense number of times every single day. And after a period of time, I started figuring out that I was looking up. Something was just, it wasn't a mental thing or an intellectual thing that caused me to look to see this, but it was something else. And what I was figured out, it was some kind of intuition that I had to identify. Why was I looking up to see the number? And that intuition was the psychic sense that was starting to get awakened within me. That allowed me, and that actually assisted in me knowing where the Sasquatch were too, and which is one of the reasons why I've been fairly successful in being able to, from a,
that's nice,
a video or picture standpoint, where
right.
We'll see some examples of this a little bit later, you know, as we get into it, you know.
That's really nice to have that, you know, and then to know where they are, so you'll know, you know, what, how to react as well.
Yeah, there is so much that I could say. I don't know if we could actually, you know, I'm trying to figure out out of everything I need to talk about, what can I squeeze into 2 hours?
I know. And let me tell you, it's even tougher for me. It's like, where do I go with this? Because he's got so, you know, you have so many wonderful things. And this is what happens to somebody, an interviewer at all times. It's like, when you have somebody like you, it's like, where do you start? You have so many good things. And you're right, a break is about to occur. And because of that, you know, it's like, wait a minute, stop, hold up. But, you know, that's just one of the things that we have to deal with. And, you know, we just cut you guys off when that happens and say, hold on, and ask everybody to wait as well.
I want to be conscious about that. Because I don't, you know, but
anticipation
I'll
is great.
A little bit deeper about how, you know, where this goes. So
absolutely. Well, if you're just now joining us, this is Connie Willis, and you're listening to Coast AM, and we're talking to Samantha Sam Ritchie, who's been a Bigfoot researcher since 2013, once a non-believer, and now really into it deeply, 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 going to where she's seen some unbelievable things, even come face-to-face with a strange glowing light portal, an orb hovering over the ground. We're talking ET stuff as well. And lights in the sky. So really interesting things. And by the way, Sam, she has recently authored a book called The Sasquatch Journey Through the Veil, a fascinating book where all her adventures are. So, you know, you can check out coasttocoastam.com and find out more information on her. And stick around, because we're going to be talking to her to find out lots of details here on Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis on Coast to Coast AM. Along with Joan Jett there. Turn it up. Let's sing it. We got to sing it. We got to sing that one. Wait a minute. At least I used to sing this song in the mirror all the time. It's Joan Jett and I Love Rock and Roll. There we go. You're singing it. I know you are. You've got it tuned, like I said, to Coast AM. And we're having a good time. And good's what it's all about. And even when you get good reviews, and that's what George Nori is getting with his book, his latest book called Night Talk. He's getting really good reviews. And he's also, you know, at least Amazon.com is saying, we're going to give you a good deal. So they're having some great deals right now on his book. Good reviews, great deals, you know, great book. I mean, hey, you know, you can't lose. But you go to Amazon.com, that's who's having the great deals for you. I think it's also available at Barnes & Noble, but you know, I don't know. I shouldn't have even went there. But Amazon.com is definitely having a great deal for you. It's George Norrie's new book, his latest book called Night Talk, getting some really good reviews. This is Connie Willis with Samantha Sam Ritchie coming up with more. Some really cool, interesting, really neat stories with Bigfoot and some other crazy things that go along with it that you might not know about yet. It's Coast to Coast AM you're listening to. Stay with us. It's another very interesting show here on Coast to Coast AM, the real theater of the mind. I'm Connie Willis, and we're talking with Samantha Sam Ritchie. She had recently authored a book. It's called The Sasquatch Journey Through the Veil. Great, great book. It was fun to read. Very interesting. Lots of great details and very enjoyable. A good story for sure. You know, sometimes books are just kind of very choppy. She's got it's got a nice story all the way through, very flowing and very interesting. And it documents all of her experiences and some very high levels of high strangeness. Is what we like to call that. She also creates videos for her Planet Sasquatch YouTube channel and does regular presentations for the Team Squatch in USA meetings in Washington states. That's headed by Dr. Matthew Johnson, and that something I got to be a part of before. And because the International Bigfoot Conference is going on right now, I wanted to make sure to give a salute to those folks out there and say hi to everybody. Even Cliff Berrickman is out there, along with Gimlin and so forth and so on. Everybody that I think is everybody is out there. It's always a big event, and they're all big Coast fans, so we appreciate that. Going back to Samantha, her encounters are not only with Sasquatch, but other strange creatures out there. We're talking orbs and floating light portals. And, do you just put it more as forest friends, Sam? Is that what you would do? Is that why, you know, and is Bigfoot and forest friends the same people or different? Can you explain that?
Sasquatch would be a subset of forest friends. Forest friends can be anything that's intelligent in the woods that we don't normally associate. You know, it could be something very, very, very small, and friends something very, very large. You know, and I don't want to jump ahead of myself about that, but that's probably going to be a little bit of the finale when I get done with that. But
let's just go.
Story when we get into, you know, I was mentioning, I'm glad you brought up about Matt Johnson, Dr. Matt Johnson, of course. This is about the time back in 2014 where I started attending the Team Squatch in USA meetings that he was sponsoring. And he was having a lot of success with his SOHA interactions with the Sasquatch down in Southern Oregon. And the you know, I do remember, I think it was about July, he kind of like let the cat out of the bag just for the small group of people when he was talking about the portal that he came across. That was the first time he said, don't tell anybody else. And then he finally revealed it at the conference. So I was kind of in awe about that. That was something amazing. You know, I didn't ever expect to see anything like that.
And when you hear the word portal, what do you mean by that?
Well, a portal could be anything that it can be actually have any kind of different, any kind of shape of something that will go from that. Basically a doorway of any kind of shape that would imply that you can go from this reality, you step through it, and you're going somewhere else. You're not sure where, whether it's in another dimension or perhaps just in another location. Or it could be some kind of energy transference of some sort. So it's a broad term, though. It really is. But it's something just totally over the top and something that's totally would never be considered the norm. by the
Oh, point. No, it's only in movies, you know.
Yeah, right. I mean, something that only sci-fi can, you know, recreate. But I'll tell you what. Okay, he did mention this back in the summer. And Barb and Gabby, it's actually Barb and Gabby, Barb Shoup and her dog Gabby, they have a YouTube channel that I started participating in before I started the Planet Sasquatch YouTube channel. And I appeared on hers quite a bit. And she started sponsoring campouts for interested people who want to come up and see the certain areas about where all the activity was taking place. So the first campout I went with the group was in September. So as part of this, the group went up the trail, and it was September 11th of 2014, to be specific. And we went up, and we were just simply filming something about some activity, some broken branch on a tree. And so she was videotaping, and then all of a sudden you start, I'm kind of notice the sound, and I'm looking around, and I said, did you see that? Our Barb said, did you see that? I just saw something big and black just jump down and run. Well, thankfully she had caught that on the iPod. We went back to the campground later that evening, and I remember her. She was using her smaller iPod or her smaller tablet to actually look at the video. And the next thing I know, I'm hearing, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" And so we're rushing over there to see. She finally had the video and started looking at it. And what it appeared to be was, if you have ever seen the Predator movie, where right. this translucent creature jumps down off the tree and then takes off. This is identical to what that was in the iPod video she took. So that made some, she posted that on the internet, and that made quite a stir in the community. Everybody was trying to analyze. I analyzed that video myself later on. But that really shook us up.
I mean, well, yeah, not only to see that, but also to get it on tape. I mean, I've experienced something like that in Dulce, New Mexico, and you cannot explain that to anybody of that look, you know, unless you talk about the movie, the Predator movie. But when you see that in person, you're like, it's you can't believe it. It's unreal. But then for her to have it on video, that's awesome, right?
And it's really available. If someone goes on YouTube, they just put cloaking Bigfoot. It'd probably be the first thing that comes up, and you can see different versions of it. You know, so that happened. I mean, that really got me to thinking. And so the very next morning, I took off. I wanted to go back in that same area, but I didn't want to go with the group of people. Matter of fact, I didn't even want to bring any recording equipment with me because, you know, I have heard that, you know, the Bigfoots were not really, you know, if you're going to bring up cameras or recording equipment, they're going to know it, and they're not going to be anywhere around. And so my intent, I put the intention out there, says I really want to have an experience with the Sasquatch. I mean, if you come, you know, to stand in the field and so I can see him, we can eyeball each other, even shake hands. I don't know. I was just feeling really good that I want to just leave everything behind. So I went up the same trail and went up past the point where we saw this predator style cloaking, Bigfoot that was on the video earlier. And I went to a place that was kind of like a meadow area. Now, this is a very special place. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more. But as I walked this meadow, all of a sudden the wind started kicking up around the trees, which is very strange. And I could just feel the energy of this place. Just like it even affected my attitude, where I was starting to feel this euphoric sensation. And so I pass through this meadow, and then I start to turn around, and I'm feeling like this sense of joy just overcoming me. And I'm going, I'm saying out loud, "Hello, forest friends. Hello, birds. Hello," you know, I'm just doing some really goofy stuff, I guess.
<At that point. laughs> True.
but as I'm feeling the sensation, and then I'm slowly walking back, and then at the same time, the sun is actually out and is shining brightly down in off the trail, and I'm looking, I'm seeing this glowing orange color coming from, like, against the backdrop of a tree, And I'm thinking, wow, what is this sunlight reflecting off of this? You know, I'm seeing this bright thing. As I get closer, I come to find out it's not that at all. It was actually a light beam suspended above the ground. I mean, if you've ever seen the Star Wars movie and you've seen how the, you know, the lightsabers when they're turned
yes.
on, this is what this looked like.
Wow.
This is what it was, pulsating lightsaber type of light, and there were four of them, and they kind of formed a Z configuration, and it just pulsated. It was very stationary too. As I walked close to it, it was about 15 feet off the trail, and going by it very slowly, and as I'm doing this, it's just I'm going, well, you don't see that every day, and I'm still pretty euphoric and happy, and I'm seeing this thing like out of a sci-fi movie. And I'm still happy though, but I'm really am very cautious. What am I looking at here?
Right. And by the way, the picture of it is on coasttocoastam.com. You can go and look at it right now and see what she's talking about. It's unreal that you're not just seeing this. We've got, you know, you can take a look at the picture of it, but you're actually walking up to this thing and it's not moving, right? I mean, it's not going away. You know, sometimes you see something weird and then it's gone. This is there.
Yes. And not only that, it's, you know, I don't want to take my eye off it at all, because, you know, I'm afraid it's going to disappear.
Right.
But I do momentarily look off to the side, and then the minute I turn back, I've already walked past it for a good 20 feet, and I'm still looking at it. But when I glanced away and turned back, all of a sudden now I'm seeing this. It was about the size of a beach ball. It's a beach ball-sized orb. It's now floating above the ground, heading slowly towards that light portal. And my best description kind of looked like a big soap bubble, but it was kind of electrical around it, kind of an orange tint to it. And it started making its way slowly, and actually it went in between the four rods of light, okay? And after it did that, then the thing pulsed, and then slowly faded and disappeared.
Oh,
it just,
my
like,
goodness.
Vanished out of there.
Oh, my goodness. We do. The picture that you find on Coast to Coast AM, it's slide number one. We've got the pictures up that she's going to be talking about this evening. And it is a graphic depiction. But, you know, looking at that, is that exactly what you saw, the picture that we have on there?
Yeah.
I'm just
looking real quick where it's showing that on the website.
Yeah, it's the same one that you have on your sites and everything. It's the
right.
with the bars. It's I've heard a lot about the orbs and basketball size, soccer size, beach ball size, exactly the same thing.
Oh, here we go. Okay,
but I've never heard where anybody said about the lightsabers like you're talking about, like, you know, that look there. Never heard of that before. You and Dr. J.
Right. Well, what's amazing about that is, you know, and this whole thing lasted about 45 seconds, okay? And, I found it on the Coast to Coast side. I was just looking real quick to see where we were. Okay, good, cool. So we have what we're... So I saw it. So, you know, I didn't get to get my experience with the Sasquatch, but I got something far different that I never expected, was to see this thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, first of all, we see this cloaking, and you got to keep in mind, this is all within 100 feet
wow.
of the same spot. So I wanted to come back out there. 2 weeks later, I did come back out, and if you look at the slide, the second slide, I wanted to see if there was any evidence of, and I found the spot. I looked down, and you see this ground triangle. And what was so amazing about this was I started looking closer at it on slide two. The whole ground was seared. And not only was every bit of vegetation completely seared away, the roots that were kind of up a little bit above the ground, it was seared across as well, almost like someone took a laser or something just that's shaved the ground.
Wow.
And so my thinking is whatever it was, this portal had either had some kind of triangular whatever it had that was sitting on the ground, and when it went, it took whatever was there with it. So that portion of the ground. And so that's, you know.
That's amazing.
I mean, seriously, that was, so I kept track of that particularly. It's all grown in right now, so I kind of kept a glyph on it just to keep track of it so I could keep my bearing. But, and you know, as time goes on, I'm going to talk about this because within the same, everything centers around that same spot, and I started having other encounters as well. So,
yes. And they are?
Well, when when the same day that I saw this, within a couple of minutes, I was taking pictures and I was just walking around the area. If you look, and I saw in between the trees, two trees of this ridge, there was, I could tell the shadows in the background. They were dark, you know, because the sunlight was pretty bright, but, you know, casting some of the shadow. But then there was this darker than dark shadow in the middle. And it was almost black, whereas you couldn't even see through it. And it had kind of a shimmer to it where you could actually see this mirage-type movement that was waving in it like this. So I had a cell phone camera at the time. I didn't have my professional camera, so I went ahead and took a picture of it. Well, before I did that, I made an assumption about it, so I started waving at it because I'm thinking I'm seeing something that might be there. I think it's really a Sasquatch. So I'm waving my hand. Then I take a picture. Then I wait 15 seconds, and I take another picture. And the result of that was what you see in slide 3. I'll try to describe it on the radio. It's this is the original cell phone picture where you can actually see, you can see kind of shadows off to the side of the tree, but in the middle, you see this really dark spot. But the camera, I was able to, my eyes couldn't focus on this, but you can actually see some detail coming from even the original picture, and with extreme contrasting. For instance, I was actually able to tell that's the Sasquatch, and he's actually waving at me and holding a branch. He's actually responding back to me.
That's interesting, you know. As get all. You can see that. I mean, it's...
If you go to the following slide where what I do, and I do a lot of photo work where, you know, people were really knocking like paint shop, Photoshop, when, you know, it's been manipulated, but you can use it to actually enhance or to, I figured out how they've been able to do this and being able to use a technique to do extreme contrasting to be able to see it. If you go to the fourth slide, what I'm trying to demonstrate here is that I'm able to pull out those dark colors in contrast to the background. And as you can tell, you can actually see the full body there.
You can. I mean, and how tall would that be?
I've tried to make an estimation. We're talking about 13 feet tall.
13. Oh, my goodness. Run.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm saying this on the radio and people may be dismissing it. And says, but you know what? All they have to do is go onto the links and go to the website or YouTube or even I even have a Facebook page group actually called Planet Sasquatch as well, and my blog site. It's the whole point is to document all this and to show, you know, what's really going on out here. So
we've got the best of the best listeners out there, and we've got the best of the best people listening. They're into it. Of course, we always have the people on the other side, but you know, they can. You know, this is interesting stuff. Great information. Take a look at the pictures. What Samantha's talking about is just what an ordeal to experience this, and more than once. And again and again and again, and being able to detect where you didn't think something was, that there really was something there, and you realize that they've been all around you for a long time. More to come up here with Samantha with some pictures. Go to coasttocoastam.com. You're going to see some of these, and we may be taking your calls as well. Maybe. I don't know. We've got a lot more story to go here on Coast to Coast AM.